Like silver carp, bighead and blackhead carp infest rivers like the Mississippi, where they compete with native fish for food. But unlike silver carp, these two species can still be shipped across the nation. Phil Moy, an invasive species specialist with the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, says there's a simple reason these fish have managed to escape regulations.
They were probably not listed because there's a greater economic interest in those two species than in the silver carp.
That economic interest is tied to southern catfish farming. The multi-million dollar industry relies on black carp to eat snails found in local fish farms. The snails carry a parasite that can kill off catfish populations. Louis Thompson raises catfish in Mississippi, but gets his black carp from an Arkansas provider. Thompson says he doesn't know what he would do if it were suddenly illegal to buy and bring black carp back to his farm. Thompson is aware that black carp can be a destructive invasive species, but adds that they're affordable and excellent at controlling snails.
Obviously, we'd rather use a native species. It would be certainly less controversial and easier to obtain if we had a species of carp that could handle these snails that was native to this area, virtually eliminating the need for black carp. But there's not a native fish that can handle that.
The UW's Phil Moy agrees. He says officials have looked into using native species like red-eared sunfish to combat the snails, but they're not as successful. But Moy warns, as long as any carp are transported across state lines without regulation, it will be almost impossible to keep them from spreading into new waters. Adam Hintertour, Wisconsin Public Radio.